Today, my guest on Piano Jazz is the multi-talented singer, composer.
To hear the full
Janis
Piano
Siegel.
Jazz broadcast,
you can hear her solo.
Tune in next week to your NPR station.
Either way,
log
on to
pianojazz.npr.org.
Pianist
find
Gil
a station
Goldstein.
In your area.
And guess what?
Piano Jazz is
a
production of South Carolina
so maybe
ETV
we can get him to
and radio.
Oh,
support great for Piano
so
Jazz
good.
Comes
yeah,
from
really
the Friends
of
Piano Jazz at NPR.
And it can be
log
so terrible.
Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area.
Exactly.
Well, Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio.
Here you
support for
one
Piano
of
Jazz
things.
Comes from the National Endowment
so
for
many.
The Arts, the Friends
well, gonna,
of Piano
gonna,
Jazz
gonna,
at NPR.
A couple of them, I hope.
Yeah, I'd like to be. It's unusual for me to sit with folded hands, but I'm going to enjoy it, believe me. So what's this first one
to hear the
well,
full
Gil
Piano
and I
Jazz
did an
broadcast
album together,
tune
a
in
of years
next
ago
week
Sketches
to your
Broadway.
NPR station
and, it was,
log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station
both
in your area
not so well known
Piano Jazz
and,
is
this first one is by
South
the
Carolina ETV
oh
and radio
you know, it's
support
a formidable
for Piano
challenge.
Jazz comes from Pazzioli Pianos Friends of Piano Jazz at NPR. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR
here's
station.
A little story
log on
that
to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station
let us call
in
them
your
Lucy,
area.
Hudson, Jesse, why,
Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina
now,
ETV
Lucy
and radio.
Has the purity along
support
with the unsurety that comes with being only 21.
Save America's treasures.
Jesse has maturity and plenty of security. Whatever you can do with them, she's
the
done.
Give
advantages, you may ask why the two
Friends
ladies
of Piano
have
Jazz
such grief.
NPR.
This
to hear
is
the full
belief.
Piano Jazz broadcast,
in
tune in next week to your NPR
Lucy
station.
Lucy is juicy, but
log
terribly dry.
Jesse
is dressy, but cold as a slag. Lucy wants to be
juicy.
Jesse
area.
Wants to be juicy.
Piano
Lucy
Jazz
wants to be Jesse.
Jesse,
Lucy, you see, Jesse is racy,
radio.
But hard as a rock.
Support from Piano Jazz comes
from
Save America's Treasures.
I was 12 when I started professionally.
A partnership
not with the manager.
Between the National Endowment of the Arts
I was in my,
the
sorry, 20,
Park
21.
Service, Department of the Interior. Fazioli
so
Pianos.
I can't even believe
Friends
it. We're coming
Piano
up to
Piano Jazz at NPR.
Together.
With the transfer. I have this strange feeling. Did you start at the Carlisle?
Actually, that was one of our first gigs. Ahmet Ertegun
to hear the
Records
full Piano
for
Jazz
us
broadcast.
To, after our first
tune
album,
tune in next
to
week
play at the
to
Carlisle.
Your
we
NPR
replaced,
station.
Bobby Short while he's
log
on vacation.
To pianojazz.npr.org
downtown,
to find a station
uptown,
in your area.
Because we were still pretty
Piano
raw.
Jazz is a production
and,
of South Carolina ETV and radio.
The reason
say,
I brought that up was
Piano
when you were doing that. I was just opening in the bar.
Friends of Piano Jazz at NPR.
And I was probably in Bimbleman's bar because they threw me out of Bobby's room because you were coming in there.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So that, but that created a new room. They bought me a, I went out and chose a piano, and I was in there for God knows how many years.
Yes, that's right.
And so I remember that so well, and poking my nose in to hear you guys.
It was pretty wild because Ahmet brought a lot of his friends in, and we had Mick Jagger coming in and David Bowie, and it was quite a wild scene at that
I
time.
I would think so. With Mick Jagger, I mean, that's what you were doing was real singing. I mean, he could learn a trick or so from that.
Yes, but he's doing all right, I think.
Yeah, it's 60-something.
Yeah. That group has been together quite a while, too.
Yes. Well, are you like the leader? Do you say what songs will be sung and do all that?
No, it's actually democracy in action.
Oh,
believe
really?
Believe it or not, we are a microcosm of what the world could be like if we could all just get along. Four completely
There's
different...
There's a good song. There's a good song in the making.
Four completely different people. Two men and two women trying to live together, make music, be creative, and it's been working pretty well.
It sure has.
We still have a lot of fun. We really do. Because I think people just love to hear the sound of voices together in harmony.
And you must have to do a lot of listening.
Yes, absolutely. Well, to blend, I sing alto in the group, and in order to do that, I have to listen carefully to my part in the chord and balance myself with the melody and the other parts.
That's no easy task.
Well, I've always found it incredibly satisfying. At least I don't have to sing the tenor part, which is the worst part on the planet to sing, because it's like the leftover leftover notes.
Oh, goodness. Well, how about another song?
It would be Our Pleasure. This is a tune that was written by my friend Lorraine Feather, who lives in Los
my
Angeles.
My friend, too.
She's wonderful. And Eddie Arkin. And I was intrigued by this tune because it's about my hometown of Brooklyn, New York. And it's just a great swing piece with a wonderful lyric. So Gil and I are going to do this now for you.
Wonderful. What's it called?
It's called I Know the Way to Brooklyn.
That's a good title.
One, two, buckle my shoe. The sky, write a letter in the summer sky, and I sure don't know how to keep a guy, but I know the way to Brooklyn. I don't know how to build a boat or operate the buttons on the damn remote, but I've got one skill, a particular note. I know the way to Brooklyn. Booking out to Brooklyn on a nightly train, bringing my umbrella cause it might be rain. Time to hang a little with Amanda Jane. She's always lived in Brooklyn. Oh, I could say how to get to Spain, or help you find your way across the Ukraine, and flying to the moon would bend my brain, but I know the way to Brooklyn.
Well, I have this fantastic idea that I would love to ask you about, and that is, would you consent to sing a song with me playing, one of which is one I love a lot, Lotus Blossom?
Oh, well, that would be an absolute thrill. As it turns out, there is beautiful lyric to Lotus Blossom, and that makes the song called All Roads Lead Back to You.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I was able to get a bunch of Billy Strayhorn material and found this lyric in a pile of his tunes. And
what an amazing man he was.
Yes, wonderful, incredible composer, musician. And did you know him?
Oh, sure. He used to come to the Hickory House almost every night and sit at the bar by himself. And, of course, I was a real ham, and I would play his tunes. And I would try to learn a new one so that he would tell me how good I sounded. You know, what a phony I was.
Did he ever sit with you and do four hands or anything like
no,
that?
No, I would never ask him.
Yes.
It was easier to ask Duke to get up and play with the trio, which he did do many a time.
That must have been a thrill.
Oh, it was.
Strayhorn, sometimes it's hard to tell where Strayhorn begins and Duke ends, and they seem to blend into each other.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I used to talk to him, but I sort of didn't dare ask him to get up and play. I just felt that he probably wouldn't want to, but he did like to hear me play his tunes.
It's incredible to think that he wrote Lush Life at age 17 or whatever it was.
Yeah, what a sentiment that had.
Yes, kind of a world weariness that shouldn't be allowed in someone so young.
It shouldn't be, but he's about the only one that had that. Well, let's do our
homage.
That's what it'll be.
Could forget that our lips had ever met. I thought that a trip would give love the slip, but all roads lead back to you. I boarded a railroad train.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.